it first on The Wave.
Catch The Wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music is this. Catch The Wave in HD to me.
When we all get together. When we are- know you can do it, Lord. Just one more.
One more chance.
Listen.
17 minutes after the hour. Having a wonderful time. Pray that you are as well. Welcome to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm going to be right here with you. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Always my pleasure. Want to thank you for locking in. And do we have more great gospel music coming your way right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. And certainly and foremost, want to take time out, give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. And thank God for Jesus. He gave his son for you and I, that we all may have a right to the tree of life. It's always my pleasure. And just know we love you far and near. We want to thank all of you from the north, south, east, and west. And you can catch us on our website at nfiradio.com. That's nfiradio.com, keeping it live on the NFI. And now, as always, my pleasure, let's get back with more great gospel music. I feel my praise coming on. You better stop. All right, let's go back to some more music.
Great God, great God, oh, great God, great God, oh, great God, great God, oh,
27 minutes after the hour. We're live from the NFI studios in Raleigh, North Carolina. We'll be right back with more great gospel
you
music.
You are catching the wave with a brand new vibe in quartet music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Donald. sugar. I want you to make that guitar cry a little bit for me. Whenever you get ready, just make it shed tears. Come on. Come on, let him use you. Squeeze it, boy. Squeeze it. Let him use you. Squeeze it, sugar. Now hit it up there on the light here for me one time. Hit it again for me, boy. Hey, where I'm going?
Ship that calls and dreams. your band. I heard that you were in a bad accident.
Well, it's true.
Tell me, out of all of the things that you've gone through, is there anything that you would like to tell somebody today?
Yes, I would like to share this with you. The Lord have been good to me. He spared my life. And I'm going to keep on working. I'm going to keep on trusting. And I'm going to keep my hands in God's hands.
Bring that one back from the top.
It makes me sad to think about the conditions of the world today. Children taking guns to school, killing each other. Lord have mercy. Every time I think about it, I just can't help myself. I can't help but to cry. Children killing parents. No respect for each other or anybody else. It makes me sad to think anybody could ever have thought picking prayer out of school was a good thing to do. Every time I think about it, it brings sadness to my heart. It makes me tell people everywhere I go. That's all you gotta do.
Watch while you pray.
It's not like it used to be, when you could leave your doors open and just go to sleep. Now you have to lock your doors and make sure every window is shut. Lord have mercy. It's a shame when you go by the church and see the bars on the church windows trying to keep the thieves out. You just can't get in your car and drive anymore. Somebody might carjack you. It makes me sad. Think about it. And that's why I want you to remember.
Wherever you go,
wherever you do,
watch while you pray.
Lord have mercy.
Watch while you pray.
Drugs. Alcohol, AIDS, war and rumors of war. It makes me sad to think about the conditions of the world. The Bible is being fulfilled every day. Sign of the judgment everywhere. The whole world is in a terrible condition. People refuse to pray. But I'm begging with tears in my eyes. And I want you to do this for me, America. Please do this for me. Wherever you go.
Watch while you pray.
Washington, D.C.
Watch while.
Watch.
Watch while you pray.
Watch while you pray.
Watch while.
Please watch while you
pray. Watch while you pray.
Oh, it makes me sad to think.
Watch while you pray.
People in this world today have forgot about who was in charge.
Watch while you pray.
I'm trying to tell you.
3 minutes before the top of the hour. That's Pastor Shirley Caesar from her new project, and many of you know they call her the Queen of Gospel Music. Pastor Shirley Caesar, right here in the capital city of Raleigh, North Carolina, your very own Pastor Shirley Caesar. You're catching the wave. We are having a wonderful time. Pray that you are as well. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Once again, my pleasure. Want to thank all of you so much for catching the wave. Want to remind you, you can join us on our website at nfiradio.com. That's nfiradio.com. Keeping it live here on the NFI. You can also join us on our public figure page on Facebook simply by going to NFI Radio Gospel Network. It's always a wonderful day in the Lord to bring to you some of the very finest in gospel music around the world, the old as well as the new. And if you have a request, feel free to give us a call at 347-215-8049. That's 347-215-8049. Keeping it live on the NFI.
Turn it up.
Turn up your dial.
Your DJ's about to go in.
You're listening to the Anointed One.
Thank you.
mission. No more cancer. We won't have to worry about operation no more, because Dr. Jesus will be there. Y'all don't hear me. It's gonna be so wonderful. So wonderful. Everything's gonna be Sunday. Sickness is gonna be all over. And
he's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder. Magicians, we just put magic into our music.
Sing it for you, would that be all right? Lord have mercy. Anyhow. Down at the cross, we
If I don't wake up in the morning, it's all right. It's gonna be all right. If I don't wake up, oh, oh, in the morning.
Twenty-five minutes after the hour, those William Brothers, you remember them, right? That's going down memory lane with the William Brothers. And certainly, once again, want to thank all of you so much for catching the wave here live from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Having a wonderful time. Pray that you are as well. Let's continue now. Here's the new one from it's Pastor John P. G. and the New Life Singers here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Listening to the number one quartet station in the world, the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
Yeah. Am I right about it?
Am I right about it?
My home on high. I don't know about y'all tonight, but I
your favorite.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, the Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m. where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Hit the way.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. We tell God thank you for another brand new day that He has made. And as He allows us to see each new day and we have a true relationship with Him, we see that He is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore, because He never ever changes. He is the holy God. He is the righteous God. He is the God that loved us so much that He sent His only begotten Son, Jesus. He is the God that loved us when we were yet sinners. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God for this opportunity to come because it lets me know that God have not called me home yet. But if I die in Christ, guess what, babies? That is gain. And I tell God thank you. We thank God for each of you who have come to listen on today. I pray that something is said that would encourage you to stand on the Word of God, to live the Word of God. The Word of God let us know that we should be doers of the Word and not hearers only. Father God, we thank you for this brand new day. We thank you for your Son Jesus, and we thank you for your Holy Ghost power. And Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I thank you for being the Almighty God. I thank you for being the righteous God. I thank you for being the God that was in the beginning and the God that would be in the end. Father God, I thank you for being our healer. I thank you for being our deliverer. I thank you for being the miracle worker. Father God, whatever we need you to be, I thank you for being in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I thank you for being the God that we can cast all of our cares upon. Father God, I thank you for being the God that we can go to any time, day or night. Father God, I thank you for being the God in the name of Jesus that will never, ever leave us or forsake you. And I tell you, thank you, God. Father God, I thank you for being the God that I can raise my hands to, God. Father God, and give you glory in the mighty name of Jesus, that when I worship you and glorify you, God, I receive strength in the mighty Derobasi in the name of Jesus. I tell you, thank you, God. Oh, Father God, I ask that you bless this day, God. Bless in your house of God. Bless on the streets, God. Bless in the hospitals, God. Oh, Father God, I know that you are the God that knows all, God. You are the God that set forth your word in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I ask that you bless our children and their children, God. I thank you for keeping a hedge around our children, God. Thank you for your angels being placed in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, those that don't know you, I ask that you draw them nigh unto you, God. Let them know that you are the Almighty God, that you are the God that sees and knows all things. Father God, I tell you, thank you just for being our God. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I tell you, thank you for a brand new day. Father God, thank you for being the same God today
that you were on yesterday, the same God that you will be forevermore. Father God, thank you for being the regulator in our bodies, God. Oh, Father God, in your Son, Jesus' name, thank you for being our healer, God, the miracle worker, God. Thank you for doing what man cannot do, God. I tell you, thank you, God. Oh, Father God, we ask you to bless NFI Radio, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, your people that are listening, God, I speak your blessings in the name of Jesus. Father God, anything that I fail to ask, I ask you to fail. Don't fail to deliver. And Father God, I ask you to forgive us all for all of our sins. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your forgiveness, dear God. Father God, give us your heart to forgive in the name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory, God. Father God, I thank you. I praise you and I glorify you just for being God. For it's in your Son Jesus' name that I ask. Amen, amen, amen. Again, I tell God, thank you for this brand new day that he has made. And I don't know where you are, but what I do know is that the S-O-N is still shining bright, even in the midst of what man says is in the air. I know that God's Son, Jesus, is still alive and well, and he is the one that has control over all of the heavens and the earth, along with his Father and the Holy Ghost. I know they say there's toxins in the air, but I know the God that can heal, that can clear in the name of Jesus. And I ask that you all be in prayer for those that are right in the midst of it, that God will deliver, that God will keep them safe, that God will cover them with his blood. And we tell God, thank you, as sons of God, we're supposed to pray without ceasing. Go before our Heavenly Father, trusting and believing him. At Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. And prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school. And on Tuesdays, we have Bible study, except for the third Tuesday. And on the third Tuesday, we have noonday prayer. At 12 o'clock, we ask you to come out and go in prayer with us. If you can't come, we ask that you go in prayer wherever you are. Because one thing that I do know, that when two or three touch and agree, we don't always have to be in the same place. But if we are going to our Heavenly Father, asking him that his will be done, that's touching and agreeing. And I tell God, thank you. But join us on the third Tuesdays. On third Tuesday night, we don't have Bible study, but I always encourage you to go in the Word wherever you are, because it's the Word of God that strengthens us. It's the Word of God through his Holy Ghost that will lead and guide us. And I tell God, thank you for all things. We bless the name of the Lord, for he is God. When we were last together, we finished talking about what it means to love like Jesus. I tell God thank you for the love that he has for each and every one of us. When we were yet sinners, he loved us. And when we sold out and gave our lives to him, he still loved us. And I tell God thank you. And as he loves, as sons of God, babies, I just want to remind you that we got to love. And we can't just love our friends, but we got to love our enemies the same. And as we love the way that Jesus loved, we got to look back and remember that when we were yet sinners, He loved us. And as he loved and gave his life for us, as sons of God, we have something to look forward to. The word of God let us know that he has gone to heaven to prepare a place for us. And I tell God thank you for his son Jesus. And as we come on today, we're going to begin to talk about what it means that the gift of God is eternal life. And when we get gifts, I tell God thank you. Sometimes we get material things, and those material things put a smile on our face. Those material things make us happy for right now. But when I look at eternal life being a gift from God, that already let me know that it is a blessing to serve the true and living God. And when we look at eternal life, it's that life that begins the instant that we turn from our sins and turn unto Jesus, and we are committed to him, and we have trust in him. John 3:16 said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." I thank God for his son Jesus, because he sent him that we might have everlasting life. And as we have everlasting life, that don't mean that we just live right now, but we have the opportunity to live when we leave this world. That's where the eternal life come in. And as we are living each and every day, we're working on eternal life. And I tell God, thank you. When we look at eternal life, listen to this. It refers to a supreme quality of life as well as unending life. Just spoke that it's just not right here, but it's after we leave here. And to know that heaven is the ultimate home, yes, for those that serve him, for those that love him, for those that walk in righteousness, to enjoy eternal life in fellowship with God. I tell God thank you for his son Jesus loving us so much that he went on the cross for us, that we might have the right to eternal life. And as we look at eternal life being a gift, I tell God thank you. We just talked about material things, but this ain't material. This is spiritual. Eternal life is a life that we look forward to living once we leave this earth and we are with Jesus. I tell God thank you. And we can't earn it, but it's a gift from God. Now, when we look at the word gift, we're talking about a present offering, finding favor in God. And I tell God thank you that as we find favor in him and we receive that gift of eternal life, I bless the name of the Lord, because I rather have Jesus any day, any hour, any minute of the day than to have material things. Because when I have Jesus residing in my life, that lets me know that I have turned away from sin. When we look at a present or offering, 2 Corinthians 9:15 said, "Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. I tell God thank you for the unspeakable gift. See, when we get a gift from God, it's no word that we can put on it to talk about how wonderful and what a blessing it is. When it's that unspeakable gift that comes from God, I tell God thank you for his son Jesus coming that we might have the right to the tree of life. When we talk about the gift of God, and the words say, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. We can't put no amount of money on it. We can't put no amount of material things on it. But I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus. And when he gave us the gift of eternal life, I bless the name of the Lord, for he is God. As we look at Romans 6, verse 20 through 23, the word says, for when we were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things? Whereof ye are now ashamed, for the end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. I tell God, thank you for the gift of eternal life. We have something to look forward to. Because, see, we were all at one point servants of sin. And there are those that are still servants of sin. But my desire and my hope is that every man and woman would turn from their sins and turn unto God so that they would have the right to eternal life. Because, see, when we are servants of sin, you didn't have any connection or anything to do with righteousness, but you were sold out to Satan. And then when you were a servant of sin, verse 21 said, what fruit had ye then in those things? Whereof ye are now ashamed, for the end of those things is death. If we keep walking in sin and serve Satan, we don't have eternal life, but the end result is death. And when you die in sin, you don't gain anything. But I tell God, thank you, that as we grow in him and we get an understanding of his word. Verse 22 said, but now being made free from sin, when you turn from sin and you turn unto the true and living God, those things that you used to do that you were so ashamed of, when we might have been a thief, we might have been adulterous, might have been covetous, might have had greed, but when we turn away from those sins and we turn unto servants of God, the word of God let us know that we have the fruit of holiness and end everlasting life. When we turn from our sins and turn unto God, we have everlasting life at the end of this physical life. When we go to be with Jesus and we have died in Christ, we have the right to the gift of his eternal life. If we die in Christ, the word of God let us know that the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then those that are still here, that are living for God, will be changed at a twinkling of an eye. and called us to meet him in the air. I thank God that that gift of eternal life is something that I look forward to. And to know that I might go through my trials and my tests here on earth, but as I go through and I glorify God, and I don't throw my hands up and forget who God is, but I throw my hands up to glorify him, to worship and to praise him, to keep my focus on him. As you keep your focus on God when your trials and your tests come, you can have that right to eternal life. We can't buy it. We can't use our charge cards to purchase it. But as we stand on righteousness, verse 23 said, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. To live for him, we have the right to eternal life. We can live to live again. And I tell God, thank you. When we were slaves unto sin, we didn't have no connection with righteousness. I already told you that. But when we turn from our sins and we turn unto God, I tell God, thank you for him being the forgiving God. Because, see, when we look back at our sinful life, there, I know there were some things that we all did that we were ashamed of. But I thank God for the forgiving God who forgives us. And he said, as far as the east is from the west, he won't bring it back up. But sometimes we as people bring back those things that we did in sin. But I'm so glad that God won't bring it back. And when we are in sin, the end result is death. But since we've been made free from sin, and we've become a slave unto our Heavenly Father, and then I know when we look at slave, we look at it as being negative. But when we work and we are servants of the true and living God, that lets me know that he is the only one that I'm going to serve. He is the only one that I'm going to do a work for. He's the only one that you're going to serve. You can't serve two masters at the same time. You're going to love one and hate the other. But when you become a slave unto God, that's a blessed thing. That's a righteous thing. It says to become a slave unto God, we reap the benefits that lead to holiness. And as we walk in holiness, we find that the end result is eternal life. We already established that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Letting me know, letting you know that we can live to live again. I tell God, thank you, that once we get an understanding of who he is, once we get a true relationship with him, and to know that the gift of God is eternal life, everlasting life, and it's not because we can buy it, but it was because of his son, Jesus came. Because he came, I tell God, thank you. Before salvation, we know that we were slaves to sin and we were destined for death. But I tell God, thank you, that through our faith in Jesus Christ, we receive the gift of eternal life from God. See, you got to have faith in him. I already told you, babies, that you can't buy it. But as we sell out unto God and he brings us through our trials and our tests, as he heals our bodies, as he gives us the mind of Christ, as we have the hearts of Christ, we have the right to eternal life. I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus coming. And as he came to give us that gift, I bless the name of the Lord because he is holy and mighty. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:17 say, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. I thank God for his son Jesus coming that we might have eternal life. And that's a blessed gift. It has eternal blessings. And as we have that gift of eternal life, we have the spirit of the true and living God. We have a different quality of life. We ain't the same people that we used to be. And as we have the right to eternal life, that gift, y'all might think it weird, but do you know we have a divine type of life, a life that frees us completely from the power of sin and takes Satan out of our way? I tell God, thank you, that to have a true relationship with him, it brings us into righteousness. We have salvation. We can't do it on our own. But when we think about that gift of eternal life, it gives us something, a day to look forward to. You remember on your birthdays when you used to get a birthday cake and get presents. That is temporal. Because you eat that cake, and after a while, the whole cake is gone when you share it with someone. But when we share the word of God, that word produces fruit. Somebody can take that word and go and share that word with someone else, and that person receives the word. And as they continue to share the word, that is a gift from God, sharing Jesus Christ, we do produce fruit. And as we share that word, I thank God for him sending his son Jesus, because when we share the word of God, it does make a difference. As we share the word of God, that gift that only comes from God, nobody else, I tell God, thank you for his son, Jesus. Who else can do yet like Jesus? The gift of the Holy Spirit comes with salvation. So when we have the gift of eternal life, guess what? We got to have the gift of the Holy Spirit. We look at Acts 2:38. The word of God say, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Clear indicator, you can't buy the Holy Ghost either. It's a gift from God when you repent of your sins and turn unto him. You will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And I tell God, thank you. another gift that man can't give you, another gift that only God can give you. As we have the gift of eternal life, that gift is always free. We don't have to pay a dime or a nickel, but one thing we have to do is walk in righteousness. As salvation is a gift, it comes from God. It can't come from nobody else. And that gift from God, we already know you can't buy it. You can't work for it. I tell God, thank you, that that gift only comes from trusting Jesus as our Lord and Savior. We can't trust him on Sunday and Bible study and special occasions, but we got to trust him and live for him each and every day of our lives. I want to encourage you not to be a slave to sin anymore, but turn unto the true and living God. Because if you're still walking in sin, you're destined for death. But as you have faith in Christ Jesus, you receive the gift of God, eternal life. You got something to look forward to. You know that you're living now, but with the gift of eternal life, you will get to live again. I tell God thank you for the word of God. When we come back, God's willing, we will still be talking about the gift of God, which is eternal life. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer for.
set you to wait on the end of life. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Daddy, take your time to say this for me.
Oh, Jesus.